जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत प्रभुपाद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय गंगा मई जमुना मई की जय तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय समवेद भक्त वृंद की जय द होल होलीएस्ट कार्तिक मंथ की जय ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 9 वर्स 10 अहनी आप्रतार्त करणा निशी निशायना नाना मनोरथ धिया क्षण भग्न निद्रा दैवाहतार्थ रचना ऋषयो पि देवा युष्मत् प्रसंग विमुखा इह संसरती अहनिया प्रतार्त करणा निशी निशयाना ओके अहनिया प्रतार्त करणा निशी निशयाना नाना मनोरथ धिया क्षण भग्न निद्रा दैवाहतार्थ रचना ऋषयोपि देवा युष्मत् प्रसंग विमुखा इह संसरन्ति अहनी आप्रतार्त करणा निशी निशयाना Nana Manoratha Dhyakshana Bhagna Nidra. Daiva Hatartha Rachana Rishayopi Deva. Yusmat Prasanga Vimukha Yasam Saranti. Ahani apratartha karana nisinishayana. Nana manoratha dhiya kshana bhagna nidra. Daiva hatartha rachana rishayopi deva. Yusmat prasanga vimukha yasam saranti. Ahani apratartha karana nisinishayana. Nana manoratha dhyakshana bhagna nidra. Daiva hatartha rachana rishayopi deva. Yusmat prasanga vimukha yasam saranti. Ahami apratartha karana nisinishayana. Nana manoratha dhyakshana bhagna nidra. Daiva hatartha rachana rishayopi deva. Yusmat prasanga vimukha yasam saranti. Ahani apratartha karana nisinishayana. Nana manoratha dhyakshana bhagna nidra. Daiva hatartha rachana rishayopi deva. Yusmat prasanga vimukha yasam saranti. Ahani apratartha karana nisinishayana. Nana manoratha dhyakshana bhagna nidra. Daiva hatartha rachana rishayopi deva. Yusmat prasanga vimukha yasam saranti. Ahani apratartha karana nisinishayana. Nana manoratha dhyakshana bhagna nidra. Daiva hatartha rachana rishayopi deva. Yusmat prasanga vimukha yasam saranti. Ahani apratartha karana nisinishayana. Nana manoratha dhyakshana bhagna nidra. Daiva hatartha rachana rishayopi deva. Yusmat prasanga vimukha yasam saranti. Mata disso. Ahami apratarta karana nisinishayana. Nana manoratha dhiya kshana bhagna nidra. Daiva hatartha rachana rishayopi deva. Yusmat prasanga vimukha samsaranti. Ani apratartha karana nisinishayana. Nana manoratha dhiya kshana bhagna nidra. Daiva hatatha rachana rishayopi deva. Yusmat prasanga vimukha samsaranti. Ani. During the daytime, aprata, engaged, artha, distressing engagement, karana, senses, nishi, at night, nishayana, insomnia, nana, various, manoratha, mental speculations, dhiya, by intelligence, kshana, constantly, bhagna, broken, nidra, sleep, daiva, superhuman, ahata, artha, frustrated, rachana, plans, rishaya, great sages, api, also, deva, O my lord, yushmat, your lordships, prasanga, topic, vimukha, turned against, iha, in this material world, samsaranti, do rotate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Such non-devotees engage their senses in very troublesome and extensive work, and they suffer insomnia at night because their intelligence constantly breaks their sleep with various mental speculations. They are frustrated in all their various plans by supernatural power. Even great sages, if they are against your transcendental topics, must rotate in this material world. As described in the previous verse, people who have no taste for the devotional service of the Lord are occupied in material engagements. Most of them engage during the daytime in hard physical labor. Their senses are engaged very extensively in troublesome duties in the gigantic plants of heavy industrial enterprise. The owners of such factories are engaged in finding a market for their industrial products, and the laborers are engaged in extensive production involving huge mechanical arrangements. Factory is another name for hell. At night, hellishly engaged persons take advantage of wine and women to to satisfy their tired senses, but they are not even able to have sound sleep because their various mental speculative plans constantly interrupt their sleep. Because they suffer from insomnia, sometimes they feel sleepy in the morning for lack of sufficient rest. By the arrangement of supernatural power, even the great scientists and thinkers of the world suffer frustration of their various plans and thus rot in the material world, birth after birth. A great scientist may make discoveries in atomic energy for the quick destruction of the world and may be awarded the best prize in recognizing of his service or his disservice, but he also has to undergo the reactions of his work by rotating in the cycle of repeated births and deaths under the superhuman law of material nature. All these people who are against the principle of devotional service are destined to rotate in this material world without fail. This verse particularly mentions that even sages who are averse to the principles of devotional service to the Lord are also condemned to undergo the terms of material existence. Not only in this age, but formerly also, there were many sages who tried to invent their own systems of religion without reference to devotional service to the Supreme Lord. But there cannot be any religious principle without devotional service to the Lord. The Supreme Lord is the leader of the entire range of living entities, and no one can be equal to or greater than him. Even the Lord's impersonal feature and all-pervading localized feature cannot be on an equal level with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, there cannot be any religion or system of genuine philosophy for the advancement of the living entities without the principle of devotional service. The impersonalists who take much trouble in penance and austerity for self-liberation may approach the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, but ultimately, because of not being situated in devotional service, they glide down again to the material world to undergo another term of material existence. This is confirmed as follows. Yenye arvindaksha vimuktamaninas tvayasta bhavat avishuddha buddhaya aruya krachrena parampadam tatah patanti adho anadrita yusmadangraya. Persons who are falsely under the impression of being liberated without devotional service to the Lord may reach the goal of the Brahma Jyoti, but because of their impure consciousness and for want of shelter in the Vaikuntha Lokas, such so-called liberated persons again fall down into material existence. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 2nd Chapter, 32nd Verse. Therefore, no one can manufacture any system of religion without the principle of devotional service to the Lord. As we find in the 6th Canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the initiator of religious principles is the Lord Himself. In the Bhagavad Gita also we find that the Lord condemns all forms of religion other than that which entails the process of surrendering unto the Supreme. Any system which leads one to the devotional service of the Lord and nothing else is actually religion or philosophy. In the 6th canto, we find the following statements of Yamaraj, the controller of all unfaithful living entities. What does Yamaraj say? Dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam navai vidur rasayo napi deva na siddha mukhya asura manushya kutonu vidya dharacharanadya swayambhur narada shambhu कुमार कपिलो मनु प्रहलादो जनको भीष्मो बलिर्वया सकीर्वयम् द्वादशैते विजानीमो धर्मं भागवतं भता गुह्यं विशुद्धं दुर्बोधं यम ज्ञात्वात्मृतं अश्नुते. द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ रिलीजन आर इनिशिएटेड बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड एंड नो वन एल्स इंक्लूडिंग द सेजेस एंड डेमिगॉड्स कैन मैन्युफैक्चर एनी सच प्रिंसिपल्स. Since even great sages and demigods are unauthorized to inaugurate such principles of religion, what to speak of others, the so-called mystics, demons, human beings, vidyadharas and charanas living in the lower planets. 12 personalities, Brahma, Narada, Lord Shiva, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma, Bali, Shukadev Goswami and Yamaraj are agents of the Lord authorized to speak and propagate the principles of religion. Shrimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 3rd Chapter, verses 19 through 21. Now, the principles of religion are not open to any ordinary living entity. They are just to bring the human being onto the platform of morality. Non-violence, etc. are necessary for misguided persons, because unless one is moral and non-violent, one cannot understand the principles of religion. To understand what is actually religion is very difficult, even if one is situated in the principles of morality and non-violence. It is very confidential, because as soon as one is conversant with the real principles of religion, he is at once liberated to the eternal life of bliss and knowledge. Therefore, one who is not situated in the principles of devotional service to the Lord should not pose himself as a religious leader of the innocent public. The Ishopanishad emphatically forbids this nonsense in the following mantra: Andham tamah pravishanti ye sambhutim upasate tato bhuya ivate tamo Ya yu sambhutyam rata. Ishopanishad 12th verse. A person in ignorance of the principles of religion, who therefore does nothing in the matter of religion, is far better than a person who misguides others in the name of religion without reference to the factual religious principles of devotional service. Such so-called leaders of religion are sure to be condemned by Brahma and other great authorities. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshumurunitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathamitam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadhutam, Parijana Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sagana Lalita, Shri Vishakan Vitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanusti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye, Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha, Patita naam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Really a very heavy and long purport by Srila Prabhupada. So we see here in this chapter, Brahmaji is offering his prayers. And Brahmaji is, if you see Brahma, among all the living beings who are in the body of Lord Vishnu, ready to get created, they are dormant. Among all of them, Brahma is the first one to get to know, take birth from all among all these infinite living entities. So Brahma, of course, has a very special position. But we see here even how Brahma is so humbly offering prayers. In fact, even in the 10th canto, when Brahma is bewildered with the Brahma Vimohan Lila, there again Brahma offers prayers. We read those prayers when we go to the 10th canto. And there again Brahma takes humble position. He says that, "Oh my Lord, please forgive me. Just like a baby in the womb kicks the mother and the mother forgives. Similarly, please forgive my offense." So Brahma, even though he's so exalted, but he takes a humble position, recognizing the Lord's position as superior to all living entities and everyone. Not to speak of ordinary people. Now, in this verse, and not only this verse, but the last six verses, from verse 6 to 10, this verse, Brahma ji is predicting the misfortune of the conditioned living entities who are averse to the lotus feet of the Lord. So he's trying to, out of compassion, he's kind of giving us so that when we read, we will know, okay, this is the condition of people who are in materialistic consciousness. So this prediction is already there in the Bhagavatam. Before creation, he's telling what will be created and what you have to go through if you choose a particular option. And hence it is kind of a forebore, a warning for us, all of us, to actually heed to Brahma's signal and his compassion as to how should we go about. These words he used are Nana Manoratha Dhiya Kshana Bhagna Nidra. That because of various mental speculations, people do not even get proper sleep in the night. And in the purpose, Prabhupada speaks about factory as hell. I remember actually in my first job, I was working in a factory. And of course, over a period of time, factories have improved conditions in terms of working conditions. But in general, I have seen, this was 20 years ago when I was in India. Working through a factory, there are very dingy and dark places sometimes. You have a lot of loud noise, in the furnace going on. You have a lot heavy heat from the furnace. And in terms of people are yelling at each other, getting things done, always under pressure, meeting deadlines. So this, and acid fumes. So all these are typical conditions of factories which kind of some of the work we have seen through. I personally have experience of going through working these, and Srila Prabhupada calls this hell as to how this is so much difficult position which a living entity goes through. And then further, now the question is, why does the living entity go through all this trouble? Because of attraction for material sense pleasure. And then how can one actually avoid that? In the in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapila Muni, in the same canto, he will say, Bhukta bhoga parityakta drishta dosa cha niyata. Which means that a living entity, when he sees fault in sense gratification. So, bhukta bhoga parityakta drishta dosa. Drishta dosa means you have to see the fault. Unless you see the fault in the process of enjoyment, it is sometimes not easy to give it up. So, seeing that fault, we say we should not see faults, but we should see faults in the sense gratification process, because it is a faulty process. Even though it may give some pain and pleasure together, but we are hooked to the pleasure part. There was once a sadhu, and he was going with his disciples, and they come across a pot of, actually gold. The sadhu sees that, and because he is, he can see the fault in sense gratification, he looks at the pot of gold and he says, "Mrityu, mrityu, mrityu," and he goes away. Now there are some thieves who are around, and they also hear the sadhu saying, "Mrityu, mrityu, mrityu." They say, "Okay, what's something happening? Let's go and check out." So they come there, and there they see a pot of gold. He says, "Oh my God, he was a foolish guy. He didn't know how to do of this." So there are three of these thieves. They take the pot of gold, they find a cave nearby, and they go and hide there. And they say, "Yes, now let us divide among ourselves." So one of them says, "We are hungry. Let me go to the village and get some food, and then I'll come back." He says, "Okay, that's a good idea. Let's have some food." So he goes to the nearby village. Now these two are thinking, you know, this gold, this property, if we divide among three of us, we'll get less share. So let us finish that guy when he comes back, so that we can share equally among the two of us. So they have a plan that as soon as he comes, they will take a dagger and stab him. He'll be dead and this will be theirs. Great plan. So they are waiting for that. So this third person from the village, he actually gets a lot of food and he comes, see what I have got. Said, okay, let's go for it. And then he said, no, first you people eat, I will wait. So then they eat. And then, actually before they eat, they actually stab him and he's dead. So they say, okay, let us eat first and then we'll share. And they eat the food. And as soon as they eat, they are also finished. So this person basically, he knew that, okay, let me poison both of them, so the whole property will be mine. So he got poison in this food and then all three are dead. So this sadhu was able to see that dosha in this wealth, because if we are in the material consciousness, wealth can become greed and actually can destroy us. So all these three, because of their greed and because they wanted to use the money for their own sense enjoyment, they met the destruction. So finding the fault in material consciousness is a great way to actually avoid the process of sense gratification, even though it may be alluring. The sense gratification process in the Hamsavatara, in the 11th canto, it's explained that how the sense objects enter into the senses. Now we may think that the sense objects are outside, how they can enter us, how they can impact us. But the Lord explains, as the Hamsa incarnation to the four Kumaras, that the sense objects, they actually enter your mind, the conscious mind. So the senses, when they are at the sense objects at sense level, they are attraction. When they go into the mind, mana, they are we call attachment. And then they go deeper to the chitta. Chitta is basically the subconscious mind. Chitta is the reflective mind and mana is the reactive mind. So when the sense objects enter the chitta, then it becomes like addiction. So from attraction to attachment to addiction, a person actually becomes a slave of these habits. And unless one has higher consciousness, one actually is impelled by these forces to act. Even great sages, Brahmaji says here, that if they are not attached to lotus feet, if they are not devotional service inclined to that, then they also will keep on moving in this material world. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in 2nd chapter, Janma Bandha Vinir Mukta Padam Gachanti Anamayam. So there are step 1 and step 2. Step 1 is Janma Bandha Vinir Mukta, getting freed from the cycle of birth and death. And the second is, such stage is Padam Gachanti. How do we go to the Vaikuntha Lokas? How do we go to the Lord's spiritual abode? So hence the process of bhakti is the one which can give us both Vinir Mukta as well as Padam Gachanti. And the Lord in this way gives us access to his devotional service, that we can actually gradually move away from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness by constant hearing and chanting. And that way, not only go to a stage of Vinir Mukta, but actually develop attraction towards the Lord's Leelas. In the Damodar Ashtakam, which we sing every day in Damodar month, this word is Prema Bhakti. That, O Lord Damodara, please give me Prema Bhakti. Tatha Prema Bhaktim so kam me prayachha. So that is our aspiration. And he also says before that Prasiddha Prabho Dukha Jalabdi Magnam, that this material existence is burning fire. Please help me get out of this and give me your Prema Bhakti. So in this month, we pray using this today's verse also, that how, because of the mind, as Brahmaji says, all of us, the living entities, conditioned living entities, they are struggling in this material existence. But once we see the fault in this process, then we can actually arm our intelligence against this and engage in Prema Bhakti. So go beyond Vinir Mukta stage to the stage of Prema Bhakti and ultimately be with the Lord in the spiritual planets of Vaikuntha Loka. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Are there any questions or any comments? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.